Venture capital takes a different approach.
I have an opportunity to invest capital in a way that creates more benefit because I grew up economically disadvantaged.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We are continuing our look at the way venture capital works here on Marketplace Tech. First, we looked at the small group of big firms, mostly in Silicon Valley, that do most of the investing. Now we're looking at venture firms that are investing with two goals: to make a difference in the world by investing in more diverse types of people and companies, and of course, to make money. Keisha Cash is the founder and general partner at Impact America, a venture fund with both of those goals. I talked to her recently in Oakland, California.
So yes, impact investing, there's a broad definition and a big spectrum. I'm part of a group of investors that believe you can use private capital to invest for good as well as make a market rate return.
Do you feel like that's a trend? Because I feel like I'm seeing that a little more commonly, that people are saying, no, we can do both. And in fact, you could argue in our society that you have a better possibility of having a big impact if you build a big successful company that makes a lot of money, right?
True. That is one argument. In our world, the community we care about are marginalized communities and particularly low and moderate income communities. So I think our role as impact investors seeking market rate returns is believing that if you can get fundamentally the core of a business right from the beginning, that's actually a competitive advantage and should drive the growth of that company. And that should win.
Yeah. Talk more about those communities and some of the change that you hope to affect.
Well, when you look at the racial wealth gap, the income gap, marginalized communities in America, and particularly race. Unfortunately, in this country, race and economic disadvantage, there's a high correlation. There's one index in particular that we've looked at quite a bit. It's called the American Human Development Index. And the indicators are your health, education, and income. And unfortunately, Black and brown people are way below average. And so then how do we look at fundamental, in some cases, just pure market failures that haven't served these populations? Other cases, when you think about the concentration of wealth in this country and who manages that wealth, it's not a very diverse population. As a diverse fund manager, being a woman and an African-American, I have an opportunity to invest capital in a way that creates more benefit to marginalized communities because I grew up economically disadvantaged.
One of the startups Keisha has invested in is Maven, which helps mostly African-American stylists sell their own hair extensions. She says her cultural competency, by which she means knowing the values of the community she invests in, gives her an edge.
There are things that we know from, that I know from being a Black woman about hair that I just know growing up and going to the hair salon and buying products. And we really try, our goal is to only invest in companies where we do have that additional cultural competency. And how do we leverage that and use that as a competitive advantage as investors and the value add that we can provide to our companies?
There's an argument that you could have had a really big impact at a really big firm. Why choose to do it yourself?
Yeah, just it's not easy starting a fund. The reward on the other side, obviously, if a big, when Maven exits, is going to be a big reward for all of us. But for us, the reward is really the opportunity to try to do something different than what's been done in the past. And if we can get just a couple of these things right, and show a different way of using business as a tool, as a mechanism to transform communities. And so enter into community with the lens of there's potential here. How do I mine for it? How do I untap it? And how do I support it and grow it? And like, that's a very different way to look at community than let me fix something that's broken. We don't believe communities are actually broken. We believe that they can be enhanced through interesting innovations and business models. But there are things that are amazing about marginalized communities and particularly communities of color that our goal is not to change that. Our goal is to understand it better. And how does technology and that cultural competency shape something that's meaningful for these communities?
It's not like the Peace Corps. When you look at the Silicon Valley investment community, are you thinking to yourself, just stay over there? Like, that's great that you guys never leave Sand Hill Road and never uncover these opportunities because it's that's where we can have impact, but also make money that you won't ever make. Or do you want that community to change? Because it's kind of a mess.
you know, it's tough for me because it's both an opportunity, right? And we need that community on our side. That's where the majority of the capital is concentrated. And honestly, my greatest mentors are in that community. And so it's twofold, right? You know what you know. And so I don't blame that community for, you know, they can do better and we can all do better. But you know what you know. One question is, do companies that traditional investors don't understand suffer? They have to raise money longer and be on the circuit, and we hope to help them so that they don't spend a lot of time fundraising, not because it's not a good company, but because people don't understand. So we're seeing a lot of emerging managers who are diverse and have diverse perspectives pop up. So I think what you'll see the ecosystem fill out, right? And those companies will have a home and people to go to that get it right away, and there'll be a market for them, and they'll get the investment sooner and quicker. Until that happens, there are people like us that are trying to fill the gap and bridge the gap between unfamiliarity, packaging that up for a traditional investor, and then supporting that company and being able to articulate that story.
Keisha Cash is the general partner at Impact America Fund. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So basically, the goal of a fund like Impact America is to find companies and opportunities that Silicon Valley wouldn't see and hopefully scoop them in the process. But it is worth noting here that Maven, the hair extensions company that Keisha mentioned, went from initial investments from Impact America and some other funds to a $10 million round of funding led by the very well-known firm Andreessen Horowitz. And that is what is known as everybody winning. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.